when Gregor's ship had arrived, he had found a completely dead world.
"Set the extractors up and get some beams along these walls,"
Gregor's voice echoed up and down the length of the subterranean chamber.
"I want this dust cleared before we start the removal."
Rosalind Marquis, Gregor's second in command, straightened herself up from where she had been examining an exposed section of the paintings. Marquis was an accomplished explorer and an expert in primitive autochthonous civilizations.
"My lord, these images would appear to represent an account of the indigenous species' ethnological development. I request I be given time to study them, to determine why and how the evident ecological collapse occurred, and why an entire species died out in less than 1,000 years.
"I don't care why they died, Marquis, just that they left something valuable behind."
Batman took the United States by storm in the spring and summer of 1989. T-shirts, posters, keychains, jewelry, buttons, books, watches, and numerous other items flooded malls across the United States with images of Batman, his new logo, and his old enemy, the Joker. Presaged by a much-pirated trailer, Batman the film drew unprecedented crowds to theatre chains, of which the two largest, United Artists Theatre Circuits and American Multicinema, distributed 4 to 5 million brochures for mail-order bat materials.
"Our town was attacked. My lords all burned to the ground,"
seethed Taffgan, his voice strained, each word arduous, as if it pained him to admit what had happened, as if it was somehow his failing. His gaze rested on Arnulf and was filled with regret and veiled pity.
"Lord Arnulf lost his family, and we lost many of our kin. Many became cursed."
"Cursed? Our folk back in the north call them the Cursed Ones," explained Fergus.
"Show him,"
Arnulf growled through clenched teeth.
"So what I want to know is this. How often do all these hairy-faced men wash their faces? Is it only once a week, like us, on Sunday nights? And do they shampoo it? Do they use a hairdryer? Do they rub hair tonic in to stop their faces from going bald? Do they go to a barber to have their hairy faces cut and trimmed? Or do they do it themselves in front of the bathroom mirror with nail scissors?
I don't know.